Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big story yesterday with Jaden Higgins going down. I'm looking at, rankings of wide receivers for fantasy football. Marvin Harrison is like way down the list. He has just been so unproductive on a crappy team. That's what you got to look for. Who's got a crappy team that's willing to get rid of a good player for some draft picks? What about Garrett Wilson? You think they'd get rid of him?
No. I almost texted their GM just as a joke, just to see, hey, I know you guys have three first-rounders next year. You want four?
But you want more.
How many do you want? Like, I legitimately think they have three next year to start the season, or maybe they have two next year and two the year after. But, yeah, Garrett just got – I mean, I think Garrett's agent listens to us.
But that's the kind of team you can trade with. Like you said, none of the contenders are going to – you got to look for the Cardinals with Marvin Harrison. And you think it would be a second and a third?
Yeah, I wouldn't give up a first for Marvin Harrison. No way. He hasn't looked like that in the first 2 years. I wouldn't do that. But if you give up a second, it's probably a late second. The Cardinals would want more than that. They'd probably want 2 seconds. They'd want a second this year and a second next year. I mean, they'd want a first, but if I'm the Texans, I probably wouldn't give it to them. That'd be a late first, because the problem is you expect Jaden Higgins back. So you don't want to really have a rental with Marvin Harrison Jr., do you? Because he's already played 2 years. So you only have club control for 2 years. Then you got the third year, which technically is club control, but you're paying him, a pretty healthy salary by that year. And by that year, you're paying CJ. So financially, it's like that's the problem with Marvin Harrison Jr. is you really run into an issue with having to pay him and Nico and Lassiter and Bullock. And, I don't know that you can really afford it. I think one of the things the Texans need is a reasonably priced second option. If you found a rookie wide receiver, if you found a second-year wide receiver on a five-year deal, okay, that's at least an extra year you can get out of them. But the Texans have given up. They gave up a second rounder for Stephon Diggs, which was a rental. So they've done it before, but you don't want to make a habit of it.
No. I don't think you're good enough where you are, right?
Jerry Judy, John, would you look at Jerry? No, I don't think you're good enough at the wide receiver position. You have to make a move. You have to make a move.
It's going to be a crappy team. No good team is going to give up anybody good.
No, they won't. Not because they all have aspirations, too. Why do they want to give you one of their top three receivers? And I'm not really – yeah, you can go get a fourth or a fifth receiver. That's a sixth-round pick at best. And in some cases, going to be a seventh. You can go get Cedric Tillman from the Browns. Now, would you look at Jerry Jeudy, who has some drop problems, for a fifth-round pick from the Browns, who have KC Concepcion and Denzel Boston? Maybe you would consider that. But that's another bad – like you said, that's a bad team. Bad teams. Arizona, the Jets, who are going to – those type of teams are going to want to be maneuvering – for quarterback in next year's draft. So they're going to want at least a second round pick for whatever they give. So you can go try to pick a wide receiver off those teams, but you're probably looking at sixth or seventh round pick unless they're willing to give you their best receiver. And in that case, it's a first, second, or third round. If the Jets wanted to give you Garrett Wilson, okay, well, he's already got a payday. So what you would have to do is – assume he is your number two for a long time. So then you're going to have to go cheap at a position. What position is that going to be? Okay, linebackers. We're going to have to, clear out our linebackers, go cheap. And you've just given both of them extensions. So I don't know where you're borrowing that money from, because Garrett Wilson gets paid right now. The Texans do have some cap space. But the Texans get, and for Garrett Wilson, they're going to want a one for sure.
Yeah.
The Jets
are
going to want a one, and then they have a billion ones to deal with. But if you're the Texans, Now you have Garrett Wilson and Nico Collins. Whew. But you also have to pay your quarterback. So now your model.
Garrett Wilson is going to be better than any one the Texans are going to get.
It's true, but your model, once you pay CJ, your model is now the Bengals model. Two wide receivers getting paid a lot, a quarterback getting paid a lot. So now you got to go cheap at running back, and you got to be relatively cheap on the offensive line.
What about Adonai Mitchell from them? I know, but you're
from the Jets. You could. They got Omar Cooper also.
Yeah, they just got Omar Cooper.
But AD Mitchell didn't pop for the Colts. He's just a lot of potential. I don't know. I don't know if AD Mitchell's swarm either, honestly. I'm not sure he's a swarm guy. I don't know that D'Amico and those guys would love the – I'm not sure the mindset.
What did he do? He, like, didn't – he dropped a pass or
– Oh, God, it was the Colts. He cost the Colts – he had a holding penalty that was totally unnecessary and a long touchdown run against the Rams. Yeah. And then he had a drop. Like, he single-handedly lost the game against the Rams.
What about Kendrick Bourne from the Cardinals?
I like it.
Yeah.
Kendrick Bourne, I saw this morning, I'm like, eh, this isn't bad.
Yeah. That wouldn't be bad.
That wouldn't be bad. I'm not paying an arm and a leg, but Kendrick Bourne is my speed.
See,
Michael
that's
Wilson.
That's something that you can afford.
Roman Wilson from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Maybe Michael Wilson.
They ain't giving up Michael Wilson.
Probably not.
No.
Who wears Michael Wilson?
I think they give up Marvin Harrison Jr. before they
is
give
Michael
up
Michael
Wilson.
Is Michael Wilson the two over there with Arizona? Right?
A lot of people think he's the one.
Yeah. The agent for Garrett Wilson's listening, and he said it would be two ones for Garrett Wilson. Pass. We're not doing that. Beat it,
no.
Woody. Beat it, Darren.
He ain't giving you two ones for
– Beat it, Darren Moosey.
It is true. Listen, Garrett Wilson for a first, there's no way the Texans, where they're drafting, is going to get a better player than Garrett Wilson.
No.
No.
No, but there is a – I mean, there are the consent, but his salary, that has to factor into what the Texans are doing because you know CJ's coming up. I mean, it's around the corner. So Garrett Wilson, like I said, you're the Bengals model now. T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, crap up front. You better hope all your draft picks.
Yeah, but look at what you are you got Garrett Wilson and Nico, and then Jaden Higgins comes back, and if Tank Dell is healthy,
rooms in the league. I don't even care about Tank. Tank's gone. Tank will be gone after this year anyway. So yeah, you would have Garrett Wilson can play outside or in the slot. You could have Jaden Higgins. Oh, that would be sweet. 2-1s though. You ain't giving up 2-1s.
We ain't giving you 2-1s.
Now, you
want to
talk about going all in now? That is
agent, we ain't giving you 2-1s.
But hold on. Let's think about this for a second. That is an all-in move for the future, too. That's an all-in move for the future. You can still draft offensive linemen in the second round. It's interesting. I wouldn't want to do it, but that's an all-in move, and this may require an all-in move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would Darren Moosey back off of his top wide receiver for 2-1s? Absolutely. You should be fired if you don't. If you don't take 2-1s for Garrett Wilson, forget about it.
Oh, they'll take 2-1s. Are you kidding me?
But it isn't going to happen.
That ain't going to happen. Nick ain't giving up
2-1s.
Okay,
so the same agent says the Texans can't do it, but other teams would give up 2-1s. Maybe so.
Texans ain't doing it. That ain't Texans football. Giving up 2-1s. Well, they did it for CJ. But not for Garrett Wilson. Breaking, 713-780-3776. You guys got any wide receiver thoughts? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
You You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You know, you just said Tank Dell, he's done. He's out of here after this. I don't know about that. He's about the H, and I think he's about... he got paid all of last year. He's gotten hurt a couple of times. I think he's appreciative of what the organization has done for him. Unlike someone else that was in this organization. Did you hear Deshaun Watson's press conference?
No.
Listen to this quote about winning football. And how
okay,
the Browns
so,
are
so
going
it's about,
to go.
It's about winning football.
I think it's
coming from the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
About how you turn this around, that kind of thing.
I'm interested to hear what this influencer has to say.
Here's what he had to say.
We just got to put in the work. And, you know, I think everyone in this locker room, obviously, you know, we might be banged up or hurting a little bit. But at the same time, you know, the work is not going to be just given to us. We got to go earn it. And I think, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, we got to make sure that we earn that. We got to earn that respect. We got to earn that grind. We got to earn each win. And for us to do that and get prepared for that and put in those miles, you know, we got to do it on the practice field first. So it's definitely different, but I think everyone in this locker room and in this organization embracing it.
Notorious grinder. That's notorious grinder and work ethic addict. Deshaun Watson.
How many times did he say earn, the word earn?
You had to earn the work.
Must have been five times.
Well, that's
said
the theme.
Earn.
Yeah, that's the theme of his
how ironic is it that Deshaun Watson is talking about earning his anything?
Work, grind, and earn. Deshaun Watson for the Cleveland Browns was just saying this.
I saw him in some snow boots dancing.
Well, that was actually kissing. A walking boot that he had. Remember when he had torn his ACL?
He didn't have his walking boot, and they were going to be able to take
his
money
away. Achilles. That's right, the Achilles.
He had fur boots.
He was doing a dance, a TikTok dance, on the side of a road after his Achilles tear, and all the Browns fans were like, "Void the contract! Void the contract! You got him! You got him!" They thought they had found a way to pull the plug on the contract,
and maybe.
I'm surprised teams don't try to void contracts, if I'm being honest, with stuff like that. Like, how do you not try to void Deshaun's? How do you not explore every option to void Deshaun Watson's contract? So Deshaun Watson was telling you, hey, you got to earn it, guys. This grind isn't going to grind itself. And there's nobody who knows because Deshaun has held two jobs, influencing. He's been a travel influencer and an IR quarterback for the last several years. So nobody has grinded harder. Now, Deshaun has been a grinder, not always on the field, but there's been a lot of grinding, and now we've got to earn it on the field. So we'll see how that works out.
I mean, is there anybody in sports where they could say something more ironic? Maybe Deshaun A. Carrington. Hey, we got to stop with all this racial and drama. We really
got to
stop.
Oh, I got a better
this.
One for you. Bill O'Brien, like, you guys have got to play with better control. You have got to control your emotions.
Bill.
You know, be professionals out there. Answer the questions in the media. They've got a job to do. Be professional, all right? It doesn't need to be a bunch of yelling and screaming. You know, that's not how you coach. Well, that would be a good one. What
James,
are some more?
James, hey, you got to be clutch in the postseason. You know what? This team is not clutch. We got to be clutch, okay?
Yeah, that's something he could say.
An elimination game, you got to give it all.
Yeah, you could say you got to leave it all out on the court.
You got to leave it all.
I mean, every possession's got to be of the utmost importance. You got to take, guys, you guys got to start taking care of the basketball better. We had James saying that. You guys have way too many turnovers, okay? We got to take care of the ball.
Ben Simmons, we got to be tougher mentally. You guys aren't tough enough mentally.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Okay.
That would be a good one, the mental toughness from Ben Simmons. Like, you know, mental toughness is the key to success.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, so.
And you can't. And you know what?
What we got to do around here.
Yeah, you could also have Anthony Rendon. Hey, the best ability is availability.
Available.
All right. You can't make the club from the tub,
guys. You
got to
be there for your guys. You got to be a good teammate.
You got to love the game and be a good teammate, or none of this even matters.
Right.
You don't play for money. You play for your guy. You play for your teammates, the guy next to you. You got to love the guy next to you.
Yep.
And love the game. Signed, Anthony Rendon. Noted.
Deshaun.
Noted bank thief.
Deshaun, you got to earn it.
Deshaun, you got to earn it. 230.
That's all you had to do was sign. You haven't done
guaranteed.
A thing since you signed that deal. Not one thing have you done since you signed that deal.
Lance McCullers. Hey, guys, maybe a few less breaking pitches so we can take care of our arms.
Yeah. I mean, that is just, it doesn't get more ironic. Deshaun, stop already. Stop with your earn it stuff. That's terrible.
But
terrible,
it did give terrible, us a good terrible. Segment, though.
It did. Thank you. Thank you, Deshaun, for feeding us a whole segment on just you doing talking about crazy. You're a crazy talker, Deshaun. You're a crazy talker. 713-780-3776. We don't have much time left in this show.
Well, we do need to do Astros. The Astros got out of the 500 mire. They're a game over 500 again.
Yeah, well, they're not in a mire. They're in first place, okay? Put some respect on them. Put some respect on our team, a first place team. Anthony Edwards. You guys need to be celibate.
Hold on. AJ had a little something. What was that? I don't recognize that one.
We chase the fight.
We are chasing the fight. So, Anthony Edwards. We need to, you know what? We need to stop worrying about sex. You guys need to be celibate.
Who?
Yeah, no. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards. Well, that could really be any athlete, couldn't it?
Most athletes. Yeah. Most. Yeah. And I'm not going to hold that against them.
I was going to say, are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
You
I'm
sure
not
going to
be
that?
Hypocritical.
I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited. I've got the official Everton watch party, and I may have a little special guest for a quick interview tomorrow as well that we could do.
About you could the Everton watch party?
Well, an Everton striker. You might be able to take a segment off tomorrow. You may be able to take a segment off. It's the official national.
I think everybody can take that segment off, official, including the listeners.
No, not Yakubu. If Yakubu is here in studio, what are you, out of your mind, John?
Who?
Exactly. You don't know nothing about that. Exactly. The official.
No, if it's an Everton segment.
National, international / national watch party is in Houston. The official across the world. There is one place, Pitch 25. And Glenn Davis, our good friend Glenn Davis, is going to be there. And I'm going to be there. Glenn and I are going to be doing a lot of things for this. And I think they are going to send, like, if one person will join the fight with me for the Blues, the Toffees, they're going to send you a jersey. If you want to become an Everton fan, you say, you know what? I watched the World Cup. I loved it. I want to pick a team. If you pick our Everton team, I've already talked to one of the media relations guys said, yeah, you get somebody from your listenership who's willing to become a Blue and spend the whole year watching and fighting and dying with us, we will send them a legitimate real jersey, you know, from the jersey store. We will send them a jersey, and we will make sure they have a great time. We're going to take care of them. We're going to hook them up. So I'm just looking for somebody to come join the fight or chase the fight. Do you want to chase the fight with Everton? The watch party's at Pitch 25, Brian Ching's place. And it is. Every Premier League club, I guess, chose a city, and they chose Houston because they've got a good following here and because Dan Friedkin, the owner of Everton, and the one who's trying to bring the NHL to Houston, his business is here. He actually lives here, from what I understand, although he travels a lot. So our ownership here,
probably in a lot of places.
I'd say that's accurate. He probably has a house in Italy since he owns Roma in the in Serie A. He also owns Roma, the Italian team. He owns a golf course. I think you told me.
Yeah, Congaree.
Yeah, that place is good. I'm probably going to go play it.
You
now.
Think that place is good?
Yep, that's a good place. I think they're having President's Cup there next year.
No, but they've had events. They've had PGA events.
Is it in Australia? Yeah. That sounds like it'd be in Australia. Congaree.
It's in South Carolina, but it's close.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's south.
It's South Carolina, but it's not. Yeah.
Yeah, Australia. Not that far south in Australia, but it's south. It's just Carolina.
Yep, right.
Now that I'm so tight with the Everton team, I'm probably going to get invited to go play Congaree. I may let you come play in my member guest.
You're going to have a member guest at Congaree.
Yeah, I'm going to be the member. You can be the guest.
Do you know what?
We'll do the show from South Carolina.
I can't even talk to you about this. Bruce Davidson is rolling over in his grave, and he's not even dead yet.
Why? What does Bruce Davidson have to do with anything?
Bruce Davidson built it and runs it.
What, Congaree?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to see him soon enough.
You don't know anything. I am actually an ambassador to it, and I'm never gone, and I need to.
I'm an ambassador. What kind of meaningless thing is this?
It's all it is, hey, you get to come and play. That's what it is.
You've never played it.
It's exactly what it is. You know what? Listen, Gilbert is on the line. We'll get to him on the other side, so you don't want to miss that. Plus, what did we miss this morning? All next. But if I got to talk right now about IBEW Local 66. We've been talking about, you know, how about setting your life up? How about a direction in your life? How about a career as opposed to just your job? How about something that you're going to be able to lean back on, retirement planning, health insurance, high wages, all of these things? You want to think about your family, and you don't have to sacrifice. I don't know how much money you're making, but you'll make money while you're learning with paid on-the-job training. For this to be in the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, operating and maintaining the electrical grid in Houston, all right? Men and women, doesn't matter. And I don't think you need much. I don't know anything about the electrical grid. I don't think anybody did before they went and got the job, before they went and trained and learned what to do. So at least explore it, see. If you're somebody who needs a new career, needs something different, wants to start your life, okay, it's easy. Go to IBEW66.com. They're ready to talk to you about a future. IBEW66.com, powering careers, powering the future.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, our penultimate segment here on the show, our penultimate segment. Gilbert is on the line. We got to hear from Gilbert before we go. I'm sure he just wants to talk about it. Did you see the picture of Tal Smith at the Hall of Fame ceremony?
Doing this? Why would you say that out loud?
He was there.
Why would you say this
Tal
out loud?
Tal was there. Where is Gilbert? Gilbert, are you there?
Just text that.
Yeah,
Gilbert, did you see Tal Smith was at the ceremony?
Yeah, I saw him.
Did you go to it?
No.
Why didn't you go?
Because I don't want to take me anyway. I didn't want to be your Lori.
There you go.
Or Secretary Lori.
See what you did?
Yeah. I don't know if she was there. We're not sure if she was there.
I want to ask you two guys a question. Have you heard from Will lately?
No.
Have you guys
still
heard
haven't.
Hey. Will Lance, stopped, have you heard
no,
from Will lately?
Will stopped calling in.
Yeah, Will didn't
he
call
no longer. In. Yeah, Will doesn't call in any longer.
Well, Will lives in the Call the state number at 780-3776. I want to say hi to him.
That's not what you want.
You want to say hi to him?
You don't want to say hi to him.
What else do you want to say?
You want to ask for a steak, corn on the cob, french fries, Dr. Pepper, salt and pepper.
Yeah. Hey, last night was the worst of my life last night, anyway. I was starving to death, anyway.
Last night?
You were starving?
Yeah.
Here's a question.
I go to the bathroom every 5 minutes, you know, just to urinate, you know.
Oh.
It was terrible.
Oh.
That's not good.
Wow.
Why were you starving to death? The food's not great there, I will say, Gilbert. How's your snack?
Yeah, well,
how's your snack supply looking? Are you good on snacks?
What?
Are you good on snacks?
Yeah, I got some snacks.
You still got that tub of snacks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
If somebody comes there to give me some pizza, it's my name is Sharpview Nursing Home.
Okay, so Gilbert wants a pizza.
Okay, but
let me talk just for a second, Gilbert. I think we can get one of our listeners, or even maybe me or John or somebody, to order you a pizza. Here's what I'm concerned about. I've got to finish an article. I got a lunch. I can't go there today. Here's my concern. My concern is that if we order a pizza and they deliver it to Sharpview, are we sure it's going to get to you in your room, or that those nurses up front are just going to eat the pizza and they're not going to know who it's
for? It'll be delivered to my room, Gilbert Lou.
Are you sure they're going to deliver it to Gilbert Lou? What if the guy from Domino's or whatever doesn't, like, what if he just says, here's your pizza, and just drops it off at the front?
Yeah, it'll be, they know my, they put my name on there anyway.
Well, I mean, I can't, that's the problem, is I can't guarantee that Domino's or whoever delivers is going to put your name on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get to my room.
Okay.
It'll get to his room.
Okay. If you think it'll get there, then I guess we'll take a shot with that, and I'll send you a pizza today. How does that sound? What do you want on your pizza? Pepperoni? Sounds good.
Pepperoni.
Yep, that's it.
That's it.
And I give a Pizza Hut.
Okay. That's fine. I'll do a Pizza Hut. You want a personal pan pizza, Gilbert?
No, he wants a whole pizza.
Shut up, John.
Whole pizza.
He wants a pizza.
See, here we go.
Yeah, not just a little one, right, Gilbert?
Yeah, right.
Right.
Say, Lance, how's Nicole doing?
She's fine. She's staying at the house.
Why don't you have Nicole bring it over?
She has no interest.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
No, I know. Last time the hug got too close, and we're just going to...
You got hugging her, Gilbert.
What'd you say?
What? It'll be nice to see Nicole again.
I'll send you a picture.
Yeah. What?
Nah, nothing. Are you hitting a sound? Is that real, or are you just hitting a soundboard?
I didn't hit anything.
AJ.
You're not hitting a soundboard?
No.
Are you sure? You swear on your cougar?
Yes, you are.
Do you swear on the Houston Cougars that you're not hitting the soundboard?
I swear.
You swear on George Pickens' knee.
Okay, we don't have to do all that. I did not hit anything.
Okay. See, it got real with Pickens' knee health.
Oh, no, George
no, he's
Pickens'
saying,
knee.
Well, if he said he didn't do anything, then he didn't do anything then. If he's swearing on the Cougars and George Pickens' knee.
He swears on the Cougars. What? Gilbert, what?
What about the Texans anyway?
Well,
yeah. How
so there, the, you
no
know,
receivers anyway.
Yeah. What'd you say?
No receivers. You know.
I know. That's a concern. Gilbert keeps up with sports still, John.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he knows.
Yeah. They lost Jaden Higgins for the year, and we'll see if Nick Caserio, the general manager, we'll see if he makes any moves today or tomorrow. I think they may need to make a move, Gilbert. Do you have anyone in mind that you'd be interested in seeing the Texans add?
What about the other guy a long time ago? Givens.
Ernest Givens?
Yeah,
I don't know if Ernest Givens, who's in his 60s, is in consideration for the Texans right now. Electric slide. Remember that, Gilbert? The electric slide by Ernest Givens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Givens is going to be an option for the Texans.
I don't think. Yeah. Maybe. You don't know. You don't know.
What?
What?
Yes.
All right, Gilbert. Well, Lance is going to send you a pizza. Maybe Nicole will bring it.
Nope, she 100% won't.
Okay. Bye-bye. All
Gilbert, right. What room number? What room number?
No, they know.
I just don't think.
156.
What is it?
156.
156. Okay. I just really.
No, 157.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we see. Go. Just put Gilbert Liu's name on it. That's
it's
all.
It's just the nurses are going.
Yeah,
sure
Gilbert, yeah.
Okay. We'll see you, Gilbert. I got to hang up so I can talk about this before we. Tell me when he's gone.
Yeah.
Is he gone?
Yeah. He's...
Okay. Here's the thing. Those nurses don't like him. He just pounds them nonstop. I've seen it for my own for myself. Gilbert gets after them the same way he gets after us. They're going to eat his pizza. Yeah. They're going to eat my pizza. I'm feeding his nurses today is what I'm worried about. That's not. I'm trying to feed Gilbert Liu, not
That's
the nurses.
All right. They got to put up with Gilbert. You don't think they deserve a pizza?
I mean, frankly, it really should be a 2-for-1 deal.
Right.
If I'm being fair, but I'm not trying to. If I thought they were really taking care of Gilbert, taking good care of him, that's one thing. I don't know that for a fact. Not everyone in those places should be working in those places. You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't. So, and Gilbert can be a little much.
You think?
He's worn Will out. This guy Will won't even call anymore. Gilbert hit him for like 13 stakes so far. He threatened our city's sports teams. Like, if I don't get a stake, the Astros are losing in the playoffs or the Texans are going to lose. We're like, okay, we'll get your stake. So, yeah, I'll send him a pizza.
Yeah, send him a pizza.
And it's got to be Pizza
Hut. Right,
and
do.
It can't be a pan
it's
pizza because
right
you open your big mouth.
Well, maybe Nicole can bring it. That's all
She's
I'm saying.
Not. He goes, hey, let me get a picture with you. He goes, all right, let me get a hug. And she gave him a quick hug. And then, no, another one. And then she's like, oh, and all I hear is saying, okay, Gilbert, okay. And it just got way too, like, she got uncomfortable. And I don't think she wants to go anymore, if I'm just being completely transparent. She's not going back to Sharpview Nursing Home.
Can't blame her for that.
Yeah.
All right, let's the break. News of the Warrior coming. Hey.
She couldn't break free from his grasp at one point.
Did we miss anything today, AJ?
Yeah, I covered everything pretty much.
Yeah, we had missed Gilbert's thoughts on the Texans receiving dilemma, and now we hit that. So we've hit everything about whether or not Ernest Givens is going to make it back.
Yep. All right, let's break. News of the Weird.
What?
Next. Don't go anywhere.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Jason Stanchak. A 54-year-old of Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, is behind bars in West Virginia after allegedly attempting to fight firefighters and threatening state troopers while claiming to be God. Do you think Jason Stanchak, 54, of Beaver Falls, is God?
It's impossible to tell.
You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know. You
back.
Really don't know.
I'm looking
at a picture. They beat the snot out of him. He's all swolled up. He's got bruises all over his face. But apparently, he said, the first thing he said to the firefighter, he said, I'm going to rip your face off. I don't think God says, I'm going to rip your face off. That's just me, though.
That's not. What if God was one of us? He wouldn't say that. He wouldn't say, I'm going to rip your face off.
I'm going to rip your
that
face off.
That sounds
God
like
you just rip your face.
That
he doesn't
sounds
have to
like
say, he'll just do it.
Sounds like something Satan would say, actually.
Yeah. Satan? Yeah, I just don't think God would say, I'm going to rip your face off. If he wanted to rip your face off, he'd just do it. A skull.
He wouldn't do it.
A skull was donated to Goodwill. The FBI has found that skull was not a medical specimen. It was, in fact, someone who had been murdered.
Ooh, that's not great.
Do you think it's a great place to send the skull of someone you killed to Goodwill.
No, that doesn't feel. That doesn't feel.
It doesn't feel like that's the what I would do with the skull. I'd probably bury it or river or something. I don't think I'd take it to Goodwill because Goodwill would say, I don't know what we're going to do with this skull. Maybe should give it to.
Well, you could sell it. FBI. You could allow somebody to thrift. My kids will thrift it.
You think your kids would thrift a skull?
My kids would buy a skull. I mean, they buy oversized cow sweatshirts. They buy jeans. Yeah. They buy jorts that are size 42 waist for no reason at all. Why wouldn't they buy a skull?
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want a skull. But your kids would buy a skull. I guess they would. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess Goodwill is a good place to get rid of a dead skull. I guess that's a good place. This one's for you, AJ. You Gen Zers. Here's another fact about Gen Zers. Nearly 10% say that they have zero face-to-face interactions with another person in their daily life. Ever since COVID, millions of young people have been kept stuck inside during the years, and they don't have any face-to-face interaction. It's yours, the weirdest ever generation.
That's not me, though.
I know it's not you. I mean, you're with people right now. You're with Raheel right now, aren't you?
Well, he's working. I don't know if it's a choice to be with people, but he's saying it's not you. What about people
These Gen Zers won't even go to work. They just stay home.
Do you know people like this, AJ?
Not really, nah. I surround myself
with
hardworking
people. You
don't know
any? He said you're just making stuff up.
No, it's a study. You can't. It's science. You cannot argue with it, AJ.
People aren't around me, though.
Here's the problem. We can't run into Raheel's show.
Oh, yeah.
Because he might come in there and start throwing punches at you.
Yeah, we can't do this. He's part of the Fury Fights. He's part of an MMA organization. I don't want to take up any of his time.
Do you think he'll throw hands on you?
No, I'm getting out of here right now. I'm done. I got pizzas to order.
Yeah, you better order that pizza for Gilbert. Raheel, and who's with Raheel on the show?
Mapesy.
Sean.
Mapesy and Raheel.
And Mapes has a sweet headband on today.
Oh, my God, he does. I love that when Mapes wears headbands. I mean, that is. Let's see it. There it is. Oh, that is totally sweet.
Jimmy Connors.
All right.
I mean, not Connors, John McEnroe.
That is McEnroe-ish. All right, we're done. Raheel and Mapes next. Great job, AJ. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.